VOA Learning English, this is the Health Report. Empowering, life-changing. These are two words women often use to describe natural childbirth. Painful would be a third, but that's a different story. This story is about midwives in Los Angeles, California. They are trying to bring more women of color into the natural childbirth profession and convince more women to give birth at home. But the numbers are small. Only 1% of babies in the United States are born at home. However, interest in home deliveries is on the rise. In Los Angeles, California, for example, some women are choosing to use midwives instead of the usual hospital birth with a doctor. Midwives are specially educated in childbirth. They begin as apprentices or students and then must pass state-issued tests or medical boards. In 2012, Jasmine Lavender delivered her second child in a bathtub.
It was an amazing experience, very empowering. I'm encouraged to support other moms and to get in their vaginal birth. It was life-changing, to be honest.
She chose home birth with a midwife because she did not want to repeat the hospital experience she had with her first child. Ms. Lavender says at that time, the hospital performed an unneeded and hurried medical operation, a cesarean section. During the birth, she says she felt that her time was running out, and not time on her body's clock, but rather on her doctor's clock. Ms. Lavender's second baby arrived naturally with help from the Community Birth Center in South Los Angeles. Licensed midwife Rasha Lawler established the center. It provides services to people who might not otherwise receive them. Ms. Lawler says the center offers some general health services, such as testing for sexually transmitted diseases, or STDs.
You know, as a midwife, you can draw people's blood and you can test people's blood and you can check people for STDs. You can, teach women about how their body works in regards to their ovulation and their fertility. So why not make sure that everyone in the community knows that?
When the center first opened, there were about 300 licensed midwives in California. Most of them were white. But Rasha Lawler hopes to increase by 100% the number of midwives of color. She hopes to do this through reaching out to the community and offering free help for students like Tanya Smith Johnson. Ms. Smith Johnson says women of color have a special need of pregnancy and delivery care.
The stats show that women of color were the ones who need maternity care. Our babies die at rates, 3 and 4 times that of white women. And one of the solutions to that is having more women of color tend to women like themselves.
From VOA Learning English, that's the Health Report. I'm